From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting at least 65 are confirmed dead in the latest earthquake in Nepal. The country felt more aftershocks today as relief workers continue trying to distribute supplies after a 7.3 magnitude quake that hit weeks after another quake killed more than 8,000 people. Nepal's home ministry said 65 people are confirmed dead, with nearly 2,000 others injured. The numbers are expected to climb as remote areas are reached. UNICEF's Rose Foley is in the country trying to get aid to victims.
They're already getting in clean water, sanitation, hygiene supplies, making sure children have shelter. But with this new quake, we're extremely concerned about what this could mean.
The tremors have also been felt in India, where at least four people died. In Tibet, one death was reported. Pakistani authorities say gunmen attacked a bus in Karachi today, killing at least 43 people, members of the minority Shiite Muslim community. A provincial police inspector says six men on motorbikes ambushed and boarded the bus. Witnesses say passengers thought the gunmen wanted to rob them, so they immediately offered all belongings in exchange for their lives. Instead, the assailants ordered them to put their heads down and opened fire with automatic weapons, sparing only two children on board the bus and the driver, telling him to transport the bus to the hospital. At least 16 women were among the dead. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he had frank talks about Ukraine, Syria, and Iran with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. Speaking at a joint news conference in Sochi with his counterpart Sergei Lavrov, the top U.S. diplomat said the talks come in the midst of a challenging time. The current situation in that country is that things are difficult because of Russia's actions in Ukraine. This is VOA News. Mayor Michael Nutter of the northeastern state of Philadelphia says six people are dead and six more critically wounded after an Amtrak train derailed outside the city late Tuesday night. More than 200 firefighters and police officers, as well as multiple emergency units, responded when the commuter train carrying at least 243 people went off the tracks during a run from Washington to New York City. Mayor Nutter says an investigation is underway.
We do not know what happened here. We do not know why this happened. There is no information about that. We are not going to speculate about it. We'll try to answer any other questions that you might have.
The National Transportation Safety Board says a team of investigators will arrive this morning to begin a formal investigation. South Korean intelligence is reporting that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has had his defense minister and several others executed, the minister for apparently falling asleep at a military event. Bryden Patton reports from Seoul.
South Korea's National Intelligence Service told lawmakers that North Korea's Armed Forces Minister, Hyang Young-chol, was executed in Pyongyang in April. North Korea's Armed Forces Minister, Hyang Young-chol's execution was reportedly carried out by a firing squad with an anti-aircraft gun and watched by hundreds of people. Disloyalty and insubordination, specifically falling asleep at a military event that North Korea's Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un was also attending, were cited as the reasons for the execution. Seoul's spy agency says three other high-ranking officials were also executed, the latest of a number of reported purges since Kim Jong-un took power in 2011. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
A new report says despite legal reforms in China since 2009, police abuse of detainees still remains a major problem because of law enforcement officers who are finding ways to work around the new rules. Sophie Richardson is the China director at Human Rights Watch.
The report that we released today looks at how effective new measures adopted between 2009 and 2013 are at curbing wrongful convictions. But what we've found is that not only does ill treatment in detention for criminal suspects remain a serious problem, very few of those mechanisms are really working the way they're supposed to.
In its report issued today, Human Rights Watch said police still rely heavily on confessions, sometimes extracted through torture, because they lack the staffing to properly investigate crimes. The report also says police conduct interrogation sessions in front of video cameras, but take prisoners off camera for torture meant to force confessions. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from V.